Next case.
Case number 12958, Velsour Feria, seeks a variance from the maximum lot coverage requirement for proposed structure. Sections 115, 172, G4 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south of Prince Street and west of Kings Lane within the Enchanted Acres Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 25850 Kings Lane in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 307.01, Unit 16835, Lot 45.
Is the applicant present? Good evening, sir.
Sir, you need to hit the button so the microphone's on, sir.
I'm with him in case he needs translation.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in, both.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Don't know me.
Velsour.
You turned it off. That's all right. Can you repeat it?
Velsour Ferreira.
And your address?
25850 Kings Lane, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Obviously, yes.
Yes.
And sir, are you, who are you and your address, please?
I'm Joseph Mesquita. I live at 23281 Bodoc Drive West in Lewis. I'm a friend of his.
And because we're going to hear from you, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And I know Mr. Fahey was here at the last meeting. We held it open so he could have an opportunity to have somebody kind of communicate to the board. I understand he was having some challenges with that, as I think he speaks Portuguese.
Right.
And what I'm understanding is that you're going to be here to kind of either serve as an interpreter or present on his behalf.
Serve and interpret.
Okay. We will do our best to give you time to interpret what he says. Mr. Fahed, and I know English is not your first language. Do you understand English to the extent that if we were to ask you questions, you would understand them? Or
I understand a little bit.
So to the extent I don't know if your interpreter needs you to interpret questions.
Por exemplo, se ele falar com você, se você entender, tudo bem. Se você entender, você vai perguntar para mim.
Yes.
He had to a point that he understand not too much, but okay. He had to a point you're going to ask me what I'll be saying.
So we will do our best to work with you on that, and hopefully you do the same with us.
Okay.
Typically, what we will do is, Mr. Hay, it's your opportunity to present your case to the board, and I don't know how you wish to go about doing that, but you certainly have the right to present your case.
Se apresentar o teu o caso, que se, qual o problema, praticamente, né?
O problema é que a minha casa está acima do 35%. O inspetor me falou que está 35% usando mais do que o terreno, tá maior do que 35%.
Yeah, he said that he's using more than 35% where he's allowed to use it. He went over. He built something in the back he wasn't supposed to build because he went more than he was allowed to go.
So what we have for you today, Mr. Vahea, is it's going to be your responsibility to show that you meet the five standards for granting a variance. They were on the application.
The five standard, what do you mean?
There's five standards for granting a variance. There were some responses that were handwritten on there. I'm not sure if that was Mr. Vahea or someone else on his behalf. But these are the standards that have to be addressed by you to this board.
São cinco coisas lá que você tem que responder por.
Qual, por exemplo, a primeira pergunta? Como o que está perguntando?
Okay, what would be your first question?
So, sir, could you tell me how is the property unique?
Pardon me?
Is the property unique in any way?
Yes.
Could you tell me what that is, how it is unique?
Como é que está a propriedade, praticamente?
Assim como.
I mean, as a condition of the house or?
Not the house, but the piece of land that it's on, the property. It looks like it's at an intersection.
No.
Two roads meet there, Kings Lane and Prince Street?
Na esquina?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry, you know. Yeah, it's in a corner there.
The porch is already built?
Yeah.
It is, okay. It is.
Yeah. What happened, he had a space that there was already a home there. So what he did, he extended the payment. And I think what he did wrong was put a cover over. But the building was already there.
I see.
And he put a cover over it. He didn't know he wasn't allowed to put a cover. If it wasn't for that, he will never put a cover. So they're asking them now to take the cover off. And to tell the truth, I was there. It looks beautiful, the place, and it's a shame. And he didn't know. That's the only problem. That's the only thing he did wrong. Everything else is.
Another question for you. The property appears to have a curve on the one side. Do you see that curve?
Yeah.
Are most of the properties, I presume, in this community do not have a curve like that? Do you know whether that's true or not?
Close to them?
Yes.
Sure, you can walk over there.
Well, here's Elsa.
Here.
This one. Yeah, he didn't do anything here. Like you say, he just, here to here, he built a cover. He put a post, and that's the problem.
Is it closed then?
No, it's not closed in. It's just a cover. It's open. I even got a picture if you want to see it.
Now, if it's on your phone, then we'd have to keep your phone, so no.
The reason I'm asking you about the curve is because it appears that many of your neighbors have more square footage on their lot because they don't have a curve. Would you agree with that? Do you think that's true?
I don't know what to say.
It looks so just by looking at it. You can come back over here, sir, to the podium if you want.
I want to say something that I'm not sure.
Could I ask a question for staff? If the curve were not there and this was a square lot, would we be over?
A curva lá do outro lado.
Oh, I'd have to.
Because we're 214 over, correct?
Yes, correct.
So if it was a traditional square lot, how much of that 214 would we take? It's a test, Mr. Werfel.
Thanks. Bear with me.
I mean, I'm presuming that these corners are at 90-degree angles, but it appears that they lost about 134 square feet. That's just my math.
So now we're down to 90. Ish.
You agree?
Yes, I do agree with your math.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Another question for staff. How do you know, how was it calculated that they were 214 over?
The inspector actually had done measurements of the original home, the addition that was built, and the porches and the shed, and took the square footage of of all that. And
okay, so he did field measurements.
Yeah,
to, okay.
Correct.
Excellent. All right, thank you.
So a question for the applicant. Was the porch built on the concrete pad that was may have already been there?
Quando você fez o coisa, estava no concreto?
Isso.
Aquela parte lá.
Se tem suporte de concreto?
É.
Yes.
Já tinha o concreto lá?
Não tinha o concreto.
Não.
Eu fiz o concreto.
Não, there was no concrete there. He put a concrete.
Thank you.
Another question. What size is that porch?
Qual que é o tamanho?
14 by 13.
14 by 13?
14 by 14. I don't know if you call a porch, it's just a cover. This open space, it's just got a roof over.
Does that mean that the concrete pad is the floor underneath that roof? Like they just put a roof over top of the concrete pad? Okay. So it looks like your porch, if it's 14 by 13, your porch is 182 square feet. So even without the porch, you were already a little bit over.
Okay, he has to do it. He's going to have to knock down.
Oh, I mean, that's what the board is here to decide tonight.
I know, but it's a shame. I mean, there's no another way or...
Well, let's...
Like a fine or something, because the neighbors, they're not complaining.
Well, let's get through our case here, and we'll go from there, see how this turns out.
Mr. Sharp, was... The concrete pad, even if they built over it, even they put the concrete pad on it, wouldn't that still require it? Or is it now that they've roofed it?
No, the Mr. Norwood, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the 35% lot coverage is for a structure, and the pad is not considered a structure. If you had like a walkway or patio, ground level, that's not going to lot coverage requirement. And it's just like a driveway. You know, if we put a driveway in there, we're not counting that towards the lot coverage. We're counting the house, shed, steps, anything like that. That goes towards it. Okay. One question I did have, I want to make sure we're clear. Ms. Norwood, which one of those porches is the one that we're talking about? My understanding is the one where that arrow is. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That porch is concrete pad. Okay. It's the back porch.
Okay. So... Just
that
under
that looks smaller than 13 by 14. That looks just from that drawing, that looks smaller.
That's it. Looking for the paper that is sitting here, a plant.
If I may, the inspector noted that the permit was for a 14 by 35 addition, a 5 by 14 and a 9 by 14 open porch, but the rear porch is actually 14 by 26. And he asked that the permit would be updated to reflect that.
Can you explain that again? Sure. What all did they build off of that permit?
The permit was issued for a 14 by 35 addition, a 5x14 and a 9x14 open porch. But then the inspector noted that the rear porch is 14x26. I'm not sure which one that took away from the permit based on that note.
Yeah.
14x26, no.
Sorry, I told number wrong for the porch. It's 17, 6 inches by 13, 9. Is exactly the plan.
So to understand, you poured the concrete pad first and then decided to put the top over it. Two different decisions, or was this the plan all along?
Como foi isso? Quando você botou cimento, você não tinha intenção de fazer ou já tinha intenção de fazer?
Não, quando eu coloquei o cimento, eu já tinha feito o roof. E eu fiz o cimento embaixo.
Você já fez o roof?
Uh-huh, eu tinha feito o roof e fiz o cimento embaixo.
Ok. He's telling the truth. He did the roof first, then he put the cement.
If I may, Mr. Williamson, I'd like to get an idea what was there and what was built. Perhaps if the applicant, if you could come up to the map here and show, I'm going to ask some questions about what was there and what you added and when you added it. Could you come up there? So this is a site plan that was with your application that shows what is currently on the property as of May the 1st, I believe. Is that what's still on the property? What's showing there?
Yes. O que você fez está lá ainda, né? Claro.
Yeah. All right. And prior to making the improvements that you made, what was on the property at that time? Can you show me?
Ele tá perguntando até onde que tinha o permit, né?
Yeah.
Yeah. The permit is here, this line here, and the stop here, and here, all this one here. Just this one here, I did it.
Okay, so the back area, if I can use this, and hopefully I don't screw it up. The area that you added for an addition was basically from, you added this concrete pad, you added these steps, you added this porch and this area right here, and this porch and those steps. Is that right?
Yeah, I did this part here, but this one here, I have permit for this, all this one here.
But you didn't have permit for here?
No.
You had a permit for here?
Yeah,
like you say, one guy here, you just...
Well, and the concrete pad isn't so much the issue, it's the structures, the porch and the addition that adds too much square footage.
Okay.
The home that was on the property, did you place the home on the property or was it there when you acquired the property?
A casa já estava lá, né?
Yeah.
Then the house is already there.
Okay. So another person placed the house on the property. Yeah. How about the shed? Was the shed placed by a prior owner?
A casa já tava, o shed já tava lá, ou você botou o shed?
Não, o shed estava aqui. I did move for here.
The original, the shed was here. He moved down here.
So the shed was same on shed. A different property?
No, it was on his property. But
no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's tava aqui.
Shed was here. He just moved to the other side.
So no change, no additions to the shed? Or
no,
anything.
No. Okay. The same sheds there, just move.
Now, where your entrances are to the home, I see it basically through the two porches. Are there any other entrances to the home?
It's here. It's here. I have a door here.
So those are your only ways of ingress and egress to the home?
Yes.
I don't know if that triggers any questions of the board.
Any other questions, Mr. Sharp?
Board has anything off of that?
You didn't happen to bring any pictures, did you?
I do.
Would you be, well, I'm sorry, they're on your phone, right? You don't have any that you could actually give us.
You can come back to the podium.
Okay.
You can come back over here. Anything else from the board before we move on?
The room that is between the two porches, the new room he added, what is that room used for?
Kitchen. Kitchen. He made a kitchen there.
Okay. Was there a kitchen in the home before?
It was a small kitchen, yeah.
So was the kitchen that was there before, was it not big enough to serve your needs?
Was enough for him.
Okay.
He made it big.
The porches. I was trying to think if I had any other questions about the porches. If, are the porches, what are the, what is, let me think how to ask this. What is the reason that they are needed? Are they needed for something like leisure, relaxing, or are they needed in order to be able to get into the house?
I can't speak that for him because I was there. I asked him the same question. That's for more recreation.
Okay.
Recreation is just a cookout, barbecue.
Okay.
More like you say, relax.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, que você fez aquilo mais para relaxar.
Mr. Hastings, you got anything?
Just a clarifying question. The permit was for a 14x35. Did I hear that correct? Or 36?
Correct.
And the actual ended up being.
I think he changed the number 17x14, was it?
By 13.
17x13?
Yeah. The plan, I have the plan here.
There was a request from the inspector to change the size, so I'm not sure.
Smaller.
Maybe that's, yeah.
Smaller?
14x26.
Okay. And the original permit was
14x35.
35.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir? Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
One more.
Do you know if that was said to him?
I do not know.
Okay. Just wanted to see if it was communicated, and then it still happened.
Yes. Que eles estão falando o que foi permitido e você fez mais do que era permitido, entendeu?
In talking about the inspector, did the inspector approach him about making it smaller in the size?
Quando o inspetor falou para você que tinha que fazer menor?
Não. Quando o inspetor falou para mim já estava pronto. Eu não sabia que tinha que podia usar só 35%.
Yeah, when the inspector said it was already done, and he didn't know, he used more than 35%.
Thank you.
I have a couple, just very quick.
Mr. Sharp?
Do you have any problems with mosquitoes or bugs in your yard?
Você tem problema com mosca, inseto?
No.
No.
Do you have room to park your vehicles on this property?
On the front, right? They look out in the front.
So they can stay on the property where?
Yeah, they can stay in the front of the house. Yeah, that's the only parking space he has in the front of the house.
And neighbors have not complained about this, is that right?
No. As a matter of fact, the neighbor, someone next door neighbor is an old lady. She's not able to walk, but she volunteered to come and speak for his behalf.
If you were to remove the porch, would that affect the roof line of the addition?
Se você tirar o teto daquela parte lá, vai afetar?
Vai afetar. Eu vou ter que refazer o roof da outra parte.
Yeah, it's going to have to. Yeah, it's like pretty much attached. It's going to have to rebuild the other roof.
Follow-up question.
I wish I had the pictures in here.
Was the roof built out of individual pieces of lumber, or did they buy trusses from a factory for the roof?
Como é que é?
Half the roof.
What did they did what?
Como é que é?
It's not trusses.
Not trusses. Okay, it was stick built. Okay. I'm gonna verify some of these numbers with staff. The front porch, is that 9x14? Am I getting that right? Or 5x14? I'm sorry. 5x14 on the front. So it's 70 square feet on the front and 9x14 on the back.
Correct.
So that's 126 square feet on the back. So even if they remove both porches, that still doesn't get them into compliance.
Correct.
Because they got to get 214 square feet to get into compliance.
And it may be stated, but what was the dimensions of the shed? Yeah.
Looks like 10x12, according to county records.
Okay, thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes. Quer uma coisa? Mais alguma coisa?
Não.
Fala.
Acho que é só isso. That's it. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case?
Good evening. My name is Ken Christenberry. I'm here on another matter. But Google Maps has two-month-old photos.
Mr. Sharp, that's where you're in.
Oh, I come to you?
Nope, you stay right up
there. Stay right there. Raise your right hand. There you go.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
I do. I just noticed on my phone, Google Maps has a two-month-old photo of what this home looks like. So you may be able to take a look at it on your screen. Go to the street view on Google Maps and... just from looking at it on the screen, looks beautiful. So, I thought you all might want to know that since it sounded like you had several questions about what it looks like today. It's available online.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Gotcha. Sure. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this case?
Staff's pulling it up.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, if somebody's submitting something, just off their phone, we don't really have the capability for that, but we can, directing, we can try to pull it up. It's the staff providing a photo for you all.
Is Eagle View just not as recent?
We're having technical difficulties with Eagle View as well.
No.
While you're working on that, is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board while we're doing this? So that's not going to work. Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12958 for Mr. Fiera and entertain a motion. I would really hate to have to see him tear this down.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12962 for the variance for lot coverage. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
I'm going to vote nay. As much as I would like for it to work out for him, I just don't like the fact of, build it first and ask for permission later.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reasons.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So with a vote of 4-1, sir, your case is approved.